The movie Bonnie and Clyde was released 40 years ago today. The film opened during what's called the Summer of Love. It was also a summer of urban unrest at home and military action abroad. As Sarah Fishko of member station WNYC tells us, the film made history sizzle. It also divided critics, thrilled audiences, and opened creative doors.
Long before Bonnie and Clyde, Arthur Penn was learning to take risks in the early years of television when he and his colleagues were turning out improbable TV dramas on live sound stages in New York.
Directed by Arthur Penn.
Some astonishing things were attempted. You know, George Roy Hill did the Titanic with three cameras in a small studio. It was the guts of all of us.
To hear Penn tell it, those reckless days led directly to a huge shift in filmmaking. It was Hollywood's terror of TV that led the studios to simply co-opt East Coast directors like Penn, Hill, and Frankenheimer and ship them off to the West Coast to make movies. Together, they formed a kind of American New Wave. Penn's Bonnie and Clyde was something new.
Hey, boy!
Right from the first frame.
What you doing with my mama's car?
You know, when Faye, at the very beginning, is naked and then comes to the window and says, "Hey, boy," and she doesn't blink an eye.
Wait there!
It triggered so many things.
Ain't you ashamed? You're trying to steal an old lady's automobile.
The 1967 film starred Faye Dunaway as Bonnie Parker and Warren Beatty as Clyde Barrow, leaders of the notorious Barrow Gang, who lived a desperate, defiant life, robbing banks at the height of the Great Depression.
Hey, what's your name, anyhow?
Clyde Barrow.
Hi, I'm Bonnie Parker. Pleased to meet you.
What was so new about the movie? Well, for one thing, it was downright sympathetic to its 1930s criminal characters.
This is going to be the easiest thing in the world. Your mama could take his back.
The country was really, at the time that they were doing this, in desperate straits. I didn't have sympathy for the killing, but I could understand these bumpkins, essentially.
It's a stick up, you just take it easy and nothing's going to happen to you.
Working out the equation in their mind that if the banks come and take my house, I'm going to go get what they have.
For another thing, it was anchored in its own time.
It isn't a question anymore of whether escalation is right or wrong, we've had it.
And that's the film's other connection to television. Bonnie and Clyde was made in the era when war was on television, day in, day out.
There's no question that certainly Bonnie and Clyde and other films of the time are films that are about their moment.
Robert Kolker, author of A Cinema of Loneliness.
These films are really addressing present conflicts in the everyday world of the Vietnam War and the sort of mini-revolution that was going on in the culture at the time.
The mini-revolution in the culture played out everywhere, even in the reviews. Bosley Crowther, the New York Times old guard critic, was outraged by the violence and panned the film. Pauline Kael, writing passionately in The New Yorker, rose to celebrity on the strength of her rave. Soon, Bonnie Parker berets and Clyde Barrow lapels dominated the fashion pages. Even more, a new anti-establishment style helped people embrace the film.
This year's Miss Bonnie Parker. I'm Clyde Barrow.
I think they finally got attuned to the shifts in tone.
We robbed banks.
And the aesthetic gamesmanship that went on in the film. The ability to take what conventional gangster films had always shown as being something terrible, robbing a bank, hurting people, as something, in a word, merry.
The real departure was the film's ending, in which Bonnie and Clyde are literally mowed down by machine guns in balletic slow motion, Penn's way of lifting his characters into myth.
Isn't that Malcolm there?
One day I got the idea, just as clear as it is in the film, of how to have an ending that I thought would move this film out of the gangster story. And I knew how to do it, to gang cameras together running at different speeds.
Bonnie and Clyde are famously seen exchanging one last look, face to face.
We've had this merry ride with a group of people, and then they're gone. And the screen, rather anticlimactically, goes black. And the audience is left alone. Very powerful and very isolating.
People were shocked at first by the bullets and the blood. But it wasn't just that.
One of the natures of art is to have a certain kind of violence on the status quo. It is a breaking apart of things as we know it.
In Bonnie and Clyde, something about those two turbulent eras face to face created what amounted to a cultural explosion.
It was a film of the 60s. It was not the 30s.
For NPR News, I'm Sarah Fischko in New York.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.